From the Office of the Sheriff, submitting the recommended five-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Inspector.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, I believe you have before you our capital improvement projects that for the next several years listed. I won't go through the entire list. Our fiscal director, Bill Lethlean, is here if you have any specific questions based on the fiscal aspects of it. I will highlight, of course, what bears no highlighting at this point, but our number one priority, as you can see, is the video visitation system once again at $1.5+ million, if that is the system that the board wishes to move forward with. That would be the approximate cost on it. Everything else, basically, there is a lot of replacement issues. Again, we're bringing forward that we have many different systems that are indeed expensive but very necessary in a law enforcement and correction type environment. You'll see our next major issue revolves the criminal justice facility, which is really the jail security cameras. We have cameras throughout the entire facility. That is a $2.3 million replacement issue. Again, these things come to end-of-life cycles. They've added tremendous investigative ability. The inmates, the safety for officers and inmates and so forth, critical systems. So same thing with court bullpen camera system. Very quickly, number four, Irish Scan is a system that we're implementing we'd like to implement in the jail. It's a head's next generation of fingerprinting, if you will, is using Irish Scan. I won't go into detail on it. The rest are very self-explanatory, and therefore, if the committee has any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inspector, did the Capital Improvements Committee forward any of your projects last year?
Mr. Chairman, the last 3 years we've received no capital money.
None whatsoever?
We received one last year, Supervisor, for the positron system for the communications area.
Okay, thank you very much. Inspector, Mr. Lethlean, what I suggest is that you contact, because this has been discussed at least twice before this committee, the first project has been discussed twice, that you should contact Supervisors Cullen and Supervisors Cullen Mayo and talk to them about this particular project and the other projects if you'd like to, but with an emphasis on the first project that you've set before us. Because if you've received only one project over the last 3 years, to me that's unacceptable. And again, I'm on the committee, and this is the first, this last year, this last cycle in 2013 for this year, 2014, was the first time that the committee met to deliberate on projects. So I think that it would be it may be advantageous for you to do so. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to clarify what Mr. Lethlean just stated, which was correct. However, there's a bit of a caveat to that particular project that we supposedly received. That originally was put into the exec's budget, if you'll recall, in Finance Committee, as the Sheriff's Office losing communications and having it run by the County Exec's Office. Therefore, that $500,000 was technically allocated to that particular project, which had nothing to do with the Sheriff's Office. The County Board generously decided to give communications back to the original operators, which is the Sheriff's Office, in this budget, and therefore that positron system now will become part of the Sheriff's Office budget. So I stick with my original statement that the Sheriff's Office in the County Exec's budget received zero capital project money. The board, however, overturned that in this particular budget cycle, and therefore that's how that one project happened to move into our budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I'd like to personally lobby Supervisor Johnson as a member of that Capital Improvements Committee. I think it'd be very cool to get the Iris scan enrollment reading system. that's really like, you know, James Bond-like, and we could maybe then get some other, you know, interesting little, you know, gadgets and gizmos. So, so that would be my choice, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
For the leeway.
Any other questions or comments on the capital request? Seeing no others on the capital request, this was an informational item, and I think we're being asked to refer it to the CIC. Supervisor Broderick moves that the report be referred to the CIC.
And Mr. Chair, if there are no objections, you may so order.
Oh, seeing no objections, so ordered. Thank you. All right, we'll take item 4, please.